Oh, absolutely. People need advice and guidance all the time. They may have got results that they were surprised about, might not have done as well as they wanted, or they may have done better. And they want to think about their career and what future they've got. So it's a fantastic opportunity to find out what there is out there and what support we can give them.
Do you find sometimes they're a little reluctant to come along to these things, a little bit frightened maybe about what they might come up against, when in fact there's an awful lot of people there to actually help them?
Yes, I think it can be a little bit intimidating if you want having to go to a strange place somewhere you've not been before. But most of our young people now have had an opportunity to attend UCM for things like Taster Days that they come up to. So I hope they would feel welcome coming up and talking to us. We're a great bunch of very friendly people.
I guess the thing to stress is that if people don't get quite the results they were expecting, it's certainly not the end of the world. There's always other options.
Of course, there's always somewhere you can go. We've got a range of courses that start from quite low levels going up to quite high levels. So there's always somewhere you can slot in, and we do what we can to help you get on the right pathway.
I suppose you mentioned earlier that it's also people who maybe have overachieved on what they're expecting and maybe opened doorways that they didn't think were available to them.
Of course, absolutely. Yes, we've got well-qualified staff here who can give so much advice to people about what direction they could take and how they need to get there. We've got a wonderful range of qualifications as well. And I said they go up from every level. So it doesn't matter really what your results are. We can slot you in somewhere and help you get on the path you want to be on.
And tell us about the day itself. How will it actually operate?
We are open on Monday, the 1st of September, as you said, 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock. And then 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. This allows everyone to have a bit of break in between. And you just turn up, just come into the building. There'll be signs to show you where to go. There'll be people welcoming you, people there to reassure you, and hopefully all the different types of advice you'll need.
We've had a few difficult years following COVID. Have things pretty much got back to normal now?
We're certainly seeing a change in the type of student that's coming up. And it's all very positive. We're seeing everything moving in the right direction now. People are a lot more confident. People have more awareness about their choices. We still do recognise that COVID has had an impact on people's lives, and we want to help address that and ensure that nobody is left behind and everybody's got the path they need to go on in the future.
Now, obviously, a lot of people end up going away to university and a lot of people don't. Is there more of a trend these days, do you think, to more vocational careers and maybe people wanting to stay on island?
We've certainly noticed that more people are looking for apprenticeships, so more people are looking for those employers who will employ them from leaving school and then allow them to continue their education by doing an apprenticeship. That's certainly a growth area in the Isle of Man.
And we've seen, of course, that more young people want to do apprenticeships. What about the companies? Are they taking people on the way they used to?
We certainly are finding that some companies are expanding. So the financial sector, I believe, has just launched a new apprenticeship last week. So it does show that it's on everybody's radar, and there hopefully more and more companies will give opportunities for young people to stay on island, and learn and earn, as they say.